for our Lockhart Parle Valley School update with Superintendent Rick Ellingworth. And Rick, how's your day going?
It's going great, Paul.
Yeah.
A little cooler out today and getting a little moisture. I don't know if that's going to last all day or not, but.
Well, I just got back from a mini vacation, and it rained the whole vacation. It rained all the way home the other day. So.
Yeah, and I heard you had a really nice time up there.
Yeah, in northern Wisconsin, Apostle Islands.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool area. I never realized before that northern Wisconsin is mostly all forest.
You know, okay.
I always picture Wisconsin as dairy farms and stuff, but half of it, it's all forest.
Cheese and Packer fans, right?
Yeah, a lot of Packer. A lot of Packer fans. So, all right. Well, Lockhart Parle Valley School Board met the other night, and Rick is here to inform us and tell us a little bit about what went on during the board meeting, Rick.
Yeah, Paul. We had a good meeting. It was about an hour in length, and we did have three board members that were unable to attend due to things that we knew were coming. So Eric Bjerke kicked the meeting off by calling it to order, and we had a presentation from Pete McGinney and Robin Rademacher on our QComp program, which is a program designed to, in fact, the reason they were at the board meeting was to share what the goals are, academic goals that are set throughout the whole district for teachers and kids to work on as it relates to state testing and that sort of thing. So the board approved those that presentation. It was very well done. They presented some data and also the rationale behind the goals that were set. So I very much appreciate those guys coming to do that. When we got done with that, as you know, we've got a referendum coming up on November 7th. One of the requirements is that we have at least one board meeting where the board school board discusses all of the topics related to the request for this referendum. And, of course, this is to improve some indoor facilities, our theater, and make a grow lab in our ag room. Mm-hmm. And then also the outdoor facilities would include sidewalks on the west side of the building. It would be new tennis courts. It would be fixing up the track. It looks like we need to take the surface off the track and redo it, which is something you have to do every so often.
Upkeep, yep.
Yep. We want to fix up our junior high and junior varsity baseball fields. That is not to say that we want to change the site that we're currently playing at, the Madison varsity field. I know there's a lot of questions about that, but we've been doing that for the last at least 10 years, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you'd probably have more knowledge about that than me. But it's a wonderful field. We know they're making even more improvements. So we're wanting to sign some kind of an agreement with the city of Madison to call that our home field for 4 or 5 years, and then periodically just review that to make sure that future boards, you know, their hands aren't bound in any way, and they want to continue that. A question arises in Appleton. Well, what if they improve facilities in the Appleton community, which I think they're working on?
Yeah, they are, yep.
We're going to be very open. The school board will be very open to hosting, probably in the beginning at least, junior high and junior varsity games there. But right now our commitment is to Madison and the field we've been using for a long time. It's not unusual for those kinds of questions to be asked, but we're wanting to work with the city of Madison now or their designee to actually have a written commitment about that going forward. In addition to that, our softball complex, as you know, is the fields are beautiful, but the facilities are kind of hodgepodge when you really look at it. Something was built, and then a few years later, something else was built, but we want to add new restrooms out there, a new concession stand, a new press box.
Thank you.
We think that the guy that does all of our games shouldn't have to crawl through a fire if there would be a fire in the press box. It wouldn't be good right now.
It would take me a while to get out. Yeah, but they have improved it a little bit. They made the hole a little larger for me to get through.
Okay,
so. But the initial press box was a challenge. Let me tell you.
Yeah, that's probably just something that comes as we get a little older,
right,
Paul?
Yeah.
But at any rate, all of our outdoor grounds, we're talking, there's actually a couple extra baseball fields out there that are overgrown with weeds. And we want to remake that into ag food plots.
Oh, nice.
So it could be we'd have two or three different kinds of corn or beans, or it could be tomatoes or whatever. But it would be opportunities for outdoor classrooms for ag classes and science classes.
Nice.
And so we're kind of excited about that. The cost of that is about $6.5 million. I know there's a lot of questions about it, and the election doesn't take place until the 7th of November, but we're in the process of putting together a brochure that will have a lot of questions that people are asking get answered, everything from what would this cost for my parcel of property, why are we doing this now, why wasn't it done before, those kinds of things. And then, as you and I have talked, maybe we'll be able to schedule a radio program or something where people can call in if they have questions we don't have in the brochure.
Absolutely.
But we're going, the feet is on the floor right now. We're trying to get all this done so we can get those brochures out in the next couple weeks so people have plenty of time to be informed.
Yep.
We're also going to schedule three meetings, one in Madison, one in Appleton, and one out at the middle school, high school building. We're trying to find dates when we don't have some kind of concert or athletic event so that everybody that wants to can attend. But that will be part of that brochure also.
And so I think it's important to let everybody know how important it is to be at one of those meetings to educate yourself about what
absolutely.
The referendum is all about. So.
Yep, and that's really my job as a superintendent is to, I work at the board's discretion, but that is to try to make sure we communicate every part of this so people can be informed, just like you said.
Yeah.
So those brochures will be coming out, and the board had some questions, they were answered last night, and you know, anybody that's interested could watch the tape of that on our website. But there'll be a lot of information coming out in the next couple of weeks. The board also appointed election judges, and for the election on November 7th, I should share that right now, absentee balloting for maybe some snowbirds and some people that might be gone early, it's possible to vote. You just go out to the high school and talk to Lisa Bungarden, and she'll give you the ballot and go through the process with anybody that wants to do that in advance of November 7th. Moving on, the board also set took action to set a date to certify the proposed 2023-24 levy. That's routine at this time of year. There'll be a lot more information that comes out on that, but it's after the government figures out what the levies would be and how the tax structure lays out. The other thing the board's doing is we're updating all of our policies. So every couple months, I would say we have 20 to 30 policies that haven't been reviewed by committee and then are being presented for board adoption. And so that's been on the agenda regularly for a while. One last thing, Paul, that came up toward the end of the meeting is one of the board members asked a really good question. So if the bond issue, as people consider voting on the bond issue, how the costs are going to be pretty moderate, and there'll be a tax calculator so people can actually see the actual amount of the tax. But the question was, if the improvements are made, if the public would vote to approve this, what are we going to do to take care of the facilities so we make them last as long as possible?
Upkeep,
yep, maintenance. And so built into our thinking on this is we're trying to find additional, an outdoor labor guy, a maintenance guy whose job it would be to take care of the facilities in the spring, summer, and fall seasons and try to manicure it and, you know, take care of things in a first-class way. Because that's really what the board wants to do is develop really good facilities, make sure we can continue to offer our kids these opportunities to participate in extracurriculars, whether that be music or athletics. Yep. And then we keep up those facilities. But as you know, in Minnesota, every so often, your tennis courts are going to, they're going to wear out. Yep. Track surface. Yep. Wears out. So that's kind of an ongoing thing. But I think the board's done a really good job of taking a holistic look at this and wanting to be very transparent with the public on all issues. So yep,
for sure. And the thing about it out at Lac Parle Valley, it's a wide area. It's a big area to maintain as far as land goes.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of acreage out there.
And how many softball fields or baseball fields?
There's two softball fields. Courts. There's four baseball fields. Yep. There's the football and track complex. There's the tennis complex. And then there's about 60 acres in addition to all that that is wildlife or, you know, ponds or whatever.
Right.
So, yeah, there's a lot of ground
to maintain.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. So. The big thing is we want to be able to be a comprehensive school system that kids want to go to. And even my own kids used to tell me, Dad, the extracurriculars are pretty important. If we didn't have them here, we'd look for a school, even though I was a superintendent.
Right.
We'd look for a school where those opportunities existed. And, you know, we did a cost analysis one time on what do they really cost. It's between 2.5% and 3% of the whole budget. Mm. But when you think of all the entertainment and the joy and the learning that takes place on fields or in classrooms or on the stage,
right.
There's a lot of good life lessons that are learned that we want our kids to be exposed to just like other kids are.
Right.
So we'll have a lot more information, Paul, okay. And I hope it works out. We can do a radio program or two.
Yes, we will, absolutely.
And then hopefully people will get all the information they need so they can make an educated vote by November 7th.
All right, that'll come quick, November 7th.
Yeah, it's just around the corner.
That's right. All right, Rick, well, I appreciate that. And like I said, November 7th, mark that on your calendar. And if you can vote early, like Rick said, just go out to the school and talk to Lisa Bungard, and she'll help you out there.
So. Yes, yep.
And there'll be more information coming along on the referendum.
Within the next week or so, I think. So.
All right. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going. But, you know, we've had a great start to the school year, and things are going pretty good. Our enrollment is pretty steady, and it's up a little bit from last year.
Good.
Especially in the lower grades, it seems like there's more little kids coming into the school system, so that's good for the long term.
Okay.
But I'm sure enjoying things and looking forward to, you know, whatever comes next.
Yeah. Well, we got, as far as my job goes, we got section sports just around the corner, and, you know, Lac Parle teams are doing well.
Yeah, they are. They're very competitive in whatever arena they're working in right now. So.
All right. You know, one thing, before I go, I should have asked this earlier, but one thing we didn't really touch on is a lot of that referendum is the redoing of the theater, to redo the theater complex, wasn't it, Rick?
Yes, it's a $6.5 million project, and a little over $2 million of it is just the theater. But, Paul, the theater hasn't been touched since the building was built. The seating and carpet and the curtains, rigging, the sound, and lighting systems are all around 33 years old because we moved into that building in 1990.
Yep.
And we've got a lot of kids that are in music and drama and speech activities, theater. So.
And a lot of meetings are held in that building, in the theater.
Yeah,
too,
so. There are. But even more importantly, I look at it as an opportunity for maybe there'd be theater groups from several of our school communities, you know, all five of them, who might say, hey, let's put on a talent show or let's put on a musical in the summer or a play. And it would be great. I know where I spent a lot of my years, they have a phenomenal performing arts center. And we had to fight as a school district to get to use it because there were so many different activities that the public chose to inquire about or be part of. And
awesome.
But, you know, you have to keep that stuff up over time. And so we want to remodel it and then be committed to doing that.
Good. All right. I thought I'd throw that in there
before
we say goodbye again.
All right. Good to talk with you.
Yeah, thanks, Rick. Rick Ellenworth, Lockerbie Valley School Superintendent, with another Lockerbie Valley School update.